وعن أنس أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صعد أحد جبل أحد ومعه أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان فرجف بهم الجبل فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أثبت أحد أثبت أحد فإنما عليك نبي وصديق وشهيدان. نريتد أنس بن مالك the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم climbed the mountain of أحد with أبو بكر عمر and عثمان. Then the mountain shook with them. The Prophet ﷺ said to the mountain, "Be firm, O Uhud. Be firm, O Uhud. For in you there are no more than a prophet, that means the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and a Siddiq, Abu Bakr, and two martyrs. Two martyrs here means Umar, Uthman, and the other one. Umar and Uthman." ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عمر يروي صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك عن عمر يصفه فيقول فلم أرى عبقريا من الناس يفري فريه فنزع حتى ضرب الناس بعطن بمعنى حتى شرب الناس ورووا وشربت إبلهم أيضا وذلك كانت في رؤيا للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. On a dream for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he said and this hadith this is a part from this hadith because it is a very long. The Prophet said about عمر بن الخطاب I had never seen such a strong man amongst the people as Umar ibn al-Khattab in performing so such and such work. He drew so much water that the people drank to their satisfaction and watered their camels that knelt down there. وعن ابن عباس يقول كثيرا ما كنت أسمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول النبي كنت وأبو بكر وعمر أي كنت في مكان ما وفعلت وأبو بكر وعمر أي فعلت شيئا ما أنا وأبو بكر وعمر وانطلقت وأبو بكر وعمر وفي رواية وذهبت وأنا وأبو بكر وعمر ودخلت أنا وأبو بكر وعمر وخرجت أنا وأبو بكر وعمر بمعنى أن كل أفعال النبي كانوا يفعلونه معه صلى الله عليه وسلم. نريتد ابن عباس he said I often heard Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying I Abu Bakr and Umar were somewhere. I, Abu Bakr and Umar, did something. I and Abu Bakr and Umar set out. In another narration, the Prophet said, صلى الله عليه وسلم, I and Abu Bakr and Umar went somewhere. I and Abu Bakr and Umar entered somewhere. I and Abu Bakr and Umar went out. That means most of the actions of the Prophet, صلى الله عليه وسلم, Abu Bakr and Umar, they was with him. They were with him, صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال أسلم عن عمر ما رأيت أحدا قط بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حين قبض أي بعد أن مات كان أجود وأجد حتى انتهى أي إلى آخر يوم في حياته من عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه. أسلم said since Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم did I have never seen anybody more serious more hard working and generous than عمر بن الخطاب till the end of his life. وعن أنس أن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الساعة عن يوم القيامة فقال متى الساعة يا رسول الله فقال النبي له وماذا أعددت لها فقال لا شيء إلا أني أحب الله ورسوله فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم له أنت مع من أحببت فقال أنس فما فرحنا بشيء والله فرحنا بقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت مع من أحببت قال أنس فأنا أحب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأحب أبا بكر وعمر وأرجو أن أكون معهم بحبي إياهم وإن لم أعمل عملا مثلهم. Narrated Anas, a man asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about the day of judgment, saying, When will the hour, O Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, will be? He asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about the day of judgment. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, What have you prepared for it? The man said, Nothing except that I love Allah and I love His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied him, You will be with those whom you love. That means you will be with the one you love. If you love the Prophet, if you love Umar, if you love Abu Bakr, you will be with them inshallah. We had never, this is a Sahaba, the companion said, We had never been so glad as were on hearing that saying from the Prophet. That when he said, You will be with those whom you love. The companions said, we didn't feel very, very, very happy except by the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hence Anas said, I love the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, Abu Bakr and Umar, and I hope that I will be with them because of my love for them, though even if my deeds are not similar to them. ويقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد كان في من كان قبلكم من بني إسرائيل رجال يكلمون, بمعنى قد ليس يوحى إليهم ولكن بمعنى قد يبعث الله إليهم ملائكة أو يريهم رؤيا صادقة أو شيئا كهذا, من غير أن يكونوا أنبياء كما في النص. يقول النبي فإن يكن من أمتي منهم أحد فهو عمر. نريد أبو هريرة, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, among the nation who lived before you from Bani Israel, there were men who used to be inspired with guidance, though they were not prophets. And if there is any of such persons amongst my follower, it is Umar. If there is one like those people, he will be Umar. وأما عن عثمان بن عفان قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وبشره أيضا بالجنة قال من يحفر بئر رومة فله الجنة. يقول الصحابة فحفرها عثمان. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من جهز جيش العسرة فله الجنة. قال الصحابة فجهزه عثمان. About عثمان بن عفان, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم also give him a glad tidings that he will enter paradise. He said to him, he who digs the wheel of Roma will have paradise. He will enter paradise. He will enter Jannah. Uthman dug it. The companion said, Uthman dug it. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said also, he who equips the army of al-Usra, he will help that to make the army ready in Ghazwa al-Tabuk, will have paradise. He will enter paradise. And the companion said, the only one do, he is Uthman. Equipped it. قال عثمان أما بعد فإن الله بعث محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بالحق فكنت ممن استجاب لله ولرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وآمنت بما بعث به بما بعث به وهاجرت الهجرتين وصحبت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبايعته فوالله ما عصيته ولا غششته حتى توفاه الله ثم أبو بكر مثله ثم عمر مثله. Uthman said about himself, amma ba'd, then after. Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the truth, and I was amongst those who followed Allah and his messenger, and believed in whatever the Prophet was sent them with, and participated in two immigrations, al-hijratayn, and I enjoyed the company of Allah's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and gave the bay'ah, pledge, to him. By Allah, I never disobeyed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at all, nor did I cheat him till Allah took him unto him. Then I treated Abu Bakr and then Umar similarly. وقال الناس لعمر قبل قبيل وفاته أوصي يا أمير المؤمنين, أي استخلف بعدك, اختر خليفة. فقال عمر ما أجد أحق بهذا الأمر من هؤلاء النفر أو الرهط الذين توفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو عنهم راض. فسمى عليا وعثمان والزبير وطلحة وسعد وعبد الرحمن. The people said to عمر بن الخطاب, this is before his death little bit, O Khalifa of the believers, appointed a successor, appointed a Khalifa after you. Umar said, I don't find anyone more suitable for this job than the following persons or group whom Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is a certificate from him, whom Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been pleased with them and he loved them before he died, means until he died. Then Umar mentioned Ali, Uthman, Az-Zubayr, Talhatu وسعد أن سعد أن عبد الرحمن. أما عن علي قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا أعطين الراية غدا أو لا يأخذن الراية غدا رجل يحبه الله ورسوله أو قال يحب الله ورسوله ويفتح الله على يديه, فكان علي بن أبي طالب. about Ali ibn Abi Talib, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will give the raya, the flag, to a man, or tomorrow a man whom Allah and his Messenger love him will take the flag. Or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man who loves Allah and his Messenger and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love him, he will grant victory under his leadership. And he was Ali ibn Abi Talib. أما جعفر بن أبي طالب قال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أشبهت خلقي وخلقي وكان أخير الناس للمساكين. About جعفر بن أبي طالب, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to him, you resemble me both in appearance and in character, and the most generous of all of the people between the, among the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to the poor was جعفر بن أبي طالب. وعن سعد بن أبي وقاص قال لقد رأيتني وأنا ثلث الإسلام ما أسلم أحد إلا في اليوم الذي أسلمت فيه ولقد مكثت 7 أيام وإني لثلث الإسلام. وقال إني لأول العرب رمى بسهم في سبيل الله وكنا نغزو مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما لنا طعام إلا ورق الشجر. سعد بن أبي وقاص, he said, no doubt for some time I stood for 1/3, ثلث of the Muslims, because he was one of the first 3 persons who embraced Islam. That means he is 1/3 of the Muslims of the Islam. And he said, no man embraced Islam before the day on which I embraced Islam. And no doubt I remained for 7 days as 1/3 of the Muslim. And he said, I was the first amongst the Arabs who shot an arrow in Allah's cause. We used to fight along with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam while we had nothing to eat except the leaves of the tree. وعن أبي عبيدة بن الجراح روى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن لكل أمة أمينا وإن أميننا أمين هذه الأمة. وإن أمين هذه الأمة هو أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. وقال لأهل النجران, والله لأبعثن حق أمين. narrated أنس بن مالك, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, every nation has an أمين. أمين in Arabic word means trustworthy man. And أمين of this أمة, of this Muslim nation, is أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the people of Najran, I will send by Allah to you the most trustworthy man. He is أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. وعن بلال بن رباح قال النبي عليه صلى الله عليه وسلم له, سمعت دفن عليك بين يدي في الجنة, أي قبلي في الجنة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Bilal, and he gave him a glad tidings that he will enter paradise. He said to him, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, I heard the sound of your shoes in paradise, in الجنة, just in front of me. أما ابن عباس دعا له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد أن ضمه إلى صدره قائلا, اللهم علمه الحكمة. وفي رواية, اللهم علمه الكتاب. narrated ابن عباس, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, after he embraced ابن عباس, he said to him, oh Allah, teach him, make dua for him, oh Allah, teach him الحكمة. In another narration, teach him the book means the understanding of this book. أما عن خالد بن الوليد عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعى زيدا وجعفرا وابن رواحة للناس قبل أن يأتيهم, قال لهم خبر موتهم قبل أن يأتيهم الخبر, فقال أخذ الراية زيد فأصيب, ثم أخذ الراية جعفر فأصيب, ثم أخذها ابن رواحة فأصيب, وعيناه صلى الله عليه وسلم تذرفان, حتى يقول النبي, حتى أخذها سيف من سيوف الله عز وجل, حتى فتح الله عليهم. narrated Anas, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم announced about the death of Zayd, Ja'far and Ibn Rawaha to the people before the news of their death reached them. Before the news of their death reached them, he said صلى الله عليه وسلم, and at this time all of his eyes overflowing with tears, Zayd took the flag and was martyred. Then Ja'far took the flag and he was martyred also. And then Ibn Rawaha took the flag and he was martyred. Finally, the flag was taken by a sword from Allah's sword. This is a description for Khalid ibn Walid by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah gave the Muslims victory under his leadership. وعن مناقب سالم وعن مناقب سالم مولى أبي حزيفة يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عنهم استقرئوا القرآن من أربعة، أي خذوا القرآن من أربعة: من عبد الله بن مسعود فبدأ به صلى الله عليه وسلم، وسالم مولى أبي حذيفة، وأبي بن كعب، ومعاذ بن جبل. وهذه وصية من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. narrated عبد الله بن عمر he said I heard Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying learn the recitation of the Quran الكريم from any of those four persons. And he صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned عبد الله بن مسعود. He started with him. سالم مولى أبي حذيفة وأبي بن كعب and معاذ بن جبل. وعن عبد الرحمن بن يزيد سألنا حذيفة عن رجل قريب السمت والهدي من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى نأخذ عنه، أي نتربى على يديه. فقال ما أعرف أحدا أقرب سمتا ولا هديا ولا دلا بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من عبد الله بن مسعود. narrated عبد الرحمن بن زيد we asked حذيفة to tell us of a person resembling the some extent of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in good appearance and straightway forward by the Prophet. That means they tried to choose somebody in order to follow him, and they asked Huzaifa, choose to us somebody he is the same behavior of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we may learn from him good manner and accept conduct. Huzaifa replied, I don't know anybody resembling the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to some extent in appearance and conduct more than Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. وعن الأنصار يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لو سلكت الأنصار واديا أو شعبا لسلكت وادي الأنصار أو شعبهم ولولا الهجرة لكنت امرأ من الأنصار. About الأنصار, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said if the Ansar took their way through a valley or a mountain path I would take, this is the Prophet said by himself, I would take the Ansar valley and their mountain path, and but for the immigration I would have been one of them, one of the Ansar. And this is a very good certificate from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم to the companionism between the Ansar. وعن البراء قال سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الأنصار لا يحبهم إلا مؤمن ولا يبغضهم إلا منافق، فمن أحبهم أحبه الله ومن أبغضهم أبغضه الله، وآية الإيمان حب الأنصار وآية النفاق بغض الأنصار. narrated البراء I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying or the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said none loves the Ansar but a believer and none hates them but a hypocrite. That means he describes the one who loves the Ansar as a believer, and صلى الله عليه وسلم describes the one who hates the Ansar, hates the companions from the Ansar as a hypocrite, as a munafiq. So Allah will love him who loves Al-Ansar, and he will hate him who hates them. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فبعث إلى نسائه، أتاه كضيف، فبعث صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى نسائه رسولا فقلنا ما معنا إلا الماء، ليس عندنا شيئا نضيف هذا الرجل إلا الماء فقط. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يضم أو يضيف هذا؟ فقال رجل من الأنصار أنا يا رسول الله، فانطلق به إلى امرأته لكي يضيف، فقال هذا الرجل لزوجته أكرمي ضيف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقالت تلك الزوجة له والله ما عندنا إلا قوت صبياني، قوت أبنائي. فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم، فقال هذا الرجل هيئي طعامك وأصبحي سراجك ونومي صبيانك إذا أرادوا العشاء. فهيأت طعامها وأصبحت سراجها ونومت صبيانها ثم قامت كأنها تصلح سراجها فأطفأت، فجعل يريانه كأنما يأكلان من الطعام. الدنيا ظلام، جعل يريان جعل يشعران هذا الرجل أنهما إنما يأكلان معه، فباتا طاويين أي جائعين. فلما أصبح غدا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: ضحك الله أو عجب الله من فعالكما، أحب الله ذلك منهما. وأنزل الله في سورة الحشر: ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة. narrated أبو هريرة: A man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم as a guest. So he sent a messenger to his wives to bring something, food or something, for that man to eat. But they come back to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and they had nothing except water. They said to the Prophet, your wives, they hadn't nothing except water only. Then Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, who will take this person as a guest in him or entertain him as a guest? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. A man from Al-Ansar said, I. That means I will take him. So he took him to his wife and said to her, entertain generously the guest of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, we have got nothing except the meals of our children. Only food, a very little food for our children. How I will give to the guest? And what about our children? He said, this is the husband. Prepare your meal and light your lamp and let your children sleep if they ask for sabr. If they ask you to food, make them sleep, because I have to follow the order of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I love, make Allah forgive me, and make her children sleep. And then stood up pretending that to mend her lamp, but she put it off the lamp in order to make the room dark. Then both of them, the husband and the wife, pretend in front of the guest that they eat with him. They didn't eat because a little food. That means they feel hungry and their children feel hungry, and at the same time they give the food for the guest. But they really went to bed hungry. In the morning, this Ansari went to Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, who said to them, tonight Allah loved or wondered at your actions. That means Allah loved this action so much from you. Then Allah revealed the ayah in Surah Al-Hashr, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً, and give them immigrant preference themselves, even though they were in need of that food. And whosoever is saved from his own creatures, such are they who will be successful. That means Allah gives this one and his wife a glad tiding that they will be successful. ويقول النبي عن سعد بن معاذ: اهتز عرش الرحمن لموت سعد بن معاذ. اهتز عرش الرحمن لموت سعد بن معاذ, أي فرحا بقدومه. narrated جابر: I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, the throne of the most gracious Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shook because of the death of سعد بن معاذ. This means the throne was very pleased with the ascent of Sa'd's soul to the heavens. Because Sa'd's soul goes up to the heavens, the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shocked, pleased with that. That means the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about the level of Sa'd ibn Mu'az. If the throne shocked, because he came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن أنس بن مالك قال: النبي لأبي بن كعب: إن الله أمرني أن أقرأ عليك سورة البينة لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب. قال أبي: أو سماني الله عز وجل؟ فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم له: نعم. فبكى أبي بن كعب لأن الله ذكر اسمه. narrated أنس بن مالك: The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to أبي بن كعب, Allah order the Prophet to recite to you Surah Al-Bayyinah. Ubay said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has Allah mentioned my name? Has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned my name to you? The Prophet ﷺ said, yes, Allah mentioned your name to me and ordered me to recite Surah Al-Bayyinah to you. On hearing that, Ubay ibn Ka'b started weeping. Started weeping because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his great, and he mentioned his name. And this is give us a sign that this one is a very good one. What about the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his name? أما عن حزيفة تقول عائشة أما عن خديجة تقول عائشة رضي الله عنها تقول عائشة ما غرت على أحد من نساء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما غرت على خديجة أي غيرتي من خديجة وما رأيتها لأن النبي تزوجها بعد 3 سنين من وفاتها تزوج عائشة بعد 3 سنين من وفاة خديجة ولكن كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يكثر ذكرها قالت وتزوجني بعدها بعد وفاتها 3 سنين وأمره ربه عز وجل أن يبشرها ببيت من قصب في الجنة لا صخب فيه ولا نصب والقصب ها هنا بمعنى من الذهب والفضة والجواهر وربما ذبح النبي الشاة ثم يقطعها أعضاء حتى يبعثها في صدائق خديجة فربما قلت له كأنه لم يكن في الدنيا إلا خديجة فيقول إنها كانت وكانت وكانت يذكر فضائلها وكان لي منها الولد عائشة said I didn't feel غيرة and there is no translation for غيرة in English but maybe it is jealous of any of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is خديجة said as much as I did I feel jealous of خديجة So I didn't see her, even if I didn't see her, but I feel that. What is the reason? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she said, because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to mention her very often, so much. And he married me after 3 years of her death. And his Lord Azza wa Jal ordered him to give her a glad tidings of having a palace of qasab in paradise. Qasab is Arabic word, means pipes made of gold. Or pearls, or a jewelry, or something like that. And there will be neither noise nor any toil in it. And whenever he slaughtered a sheep, he would cut this sheep for many parties and send this parties to the woman friends of Khadija. When I sometimes said, this is Aisha said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, you treat Khadija in such a way as if there is no woman on this earth except Khadija. He would say to Khadija, was such and such and such. That means he mentioned some of her merits. And from her I had children. This is the Prophet said about Khadija. وجزاكم الله خير الجزاء والله تعالى أعلى وأعلم ومن الهداة والتوفيق وجزاكم الله خيرا. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.